Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It'll be alright. It'll be alright. It'll be alright. It'll be alright.
Monday. Yes, it's Monday. Millennial Monday.
Well, we haven't had our friends in a while because, well, I don't know. There wasn't that many great millennial stories, but we brought in two of our favorite millennials, Alex, who's
hello.
A usual.
Hello, yeah. Hello.
And, of course, Paige.
From hello. Who, famous from Who on the Show.
That's right. Okay, so the first thing I want to bring up, because I want to see what you guys, what your thoughts are. You're in the heat of weddings right now. Like, it's going to go on for a while for you. How many weddings in the past 2 years have you been to?
Honestly, I've been to so many weddings. In the past 2 years, I've been to, like, 22 weddings.
Oh, my God. I'm so
well,
sorry.
He takes the cake on that one. I've been in probably at least 4 or 5, and I mean, those are the ones I've been to as well.
Somebody was asking me this over the weekend, actually. I think last year, honestly, I spent probably between, like, travel and everything and gifts and all that and bachelor parties.
Yes.
Between probably $8,000 and $10,000 on weddings last
oh,
year.
Oh, I believe it.
Is
oh,
your hat, okay. hat budget included in that? Or is
yeah, wearing- I mean, I had to recycle. I had to reuse yeah. some hats a couple
okay.
times.
Nobody wants that.
And of those 22 weddings, how many were you invited to?
Took you a second, didn't it?
Okay, the reason I bring this up is because I'm sure you're an expert now at wedding fare as far as food is concerned. Well, there's a couple that's being shamed online for their pathetic wedding catering. Basically, it was seriously hundreds of unwrapped cheese slices.
What? Cheese slices?
Look.
Like American deli cheese?
No, like...
Like a, the like, Fire Festival
yes.
theme?
Look. Oh my gosh. Like a deli tray.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh no, like make your own, assemble your own sandwich down the line.
Wow.
And unfolded napkins and some fruit.
Not unfolded napkins.
You gotta fold the napkins.
Was there a main course or was cheese it?
No, that was it.
Just cheese.
Cheese and unfolded napkins.
And some fruit.
Huh.
With was like it stickers own, on it.
Bring your own meal?
No, that was their... Oh, there were vegetables, too.
Was
oh,
there no man. Alcohol?
I mean, I don't know.
Or you had to pay for it. I've been to one of those before. That just should have gone to the courthouse. What yeah. are you demon doing?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, no, right. That's a good point, I mean.
Or okay, but pare down the guest list.
But I wanted to ask you, let's take the opposite and the positive side of this instead of, you know, we don't know what these people are going through.
Right.
what was the coolest thing you ever saw served at a wedding? Food-wise.
A Smirnoff Ice. Like, so my sorry, that didn't make it.
Wow, one Smirnoff Ice.
Well, you know how people ice each other with a Smirnoff Ice? You've never heard of
yes,
that?
Yes, yes, yes,
okay,
have.
So my friend put an ice between her legs when he was doing the garter thing and iced him. I thought that was hilarious.
Okay.
But actually served?
Yeah, food. Like, they're, you know, you've heard the mashed potato bars.
I was going to say.
You've seen the donut walls.
I went to one in, oh, so I went to one in South Carolina, and that was obviously a pretty over-the-top wedding. It was a destination wedding in Charleston.
Oh, yeah.
They had a donut wall, but then they had three different buffets so that you would go up. One was like a steak buffet. One was like salmon. And then the other one was like a vegetarian buffet. And like, you could go, you literally went
multiple
to,
times.
Yeah, you literally just went to each one, but they didn't ask what you wanted before. Like, you had your own choice, and you could go as much as you want.
I see, still love the mashed potato bar.
The mash, oh, I did.
They serve it in the one I went to, they served it in...
like champagne glasses.
Yes.
No, no, they served them in martini glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so amazing. Yeah. It was back before all the Instagram and Pinterest weddings started, and it, like, blew my mind. I was so excited about this mashed potato bar.
I did a mashed potato bar, too, in Georgia. they did a mashed potato bar, and they did like the bacon bits on top, and it's all.
Big deal.
I did actually one time they served this beautiful meal for dinner, but then late night, because it was one of those ones that went on for a long time, they ordered hundreds of pizzas.
Oh, yeah.
That started coming around, which
that's the best, the late night appetizers.
The late night, yes.
And it's, I like it when it's your wedding somewhere else and the hometown stuff comes in. Like, I've been to weddings in other cities where, like, Emo's Pizza shows up at night, or, like, your friends from Chicago.
Or a food truck maybe outside shows up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These people are just going with cheese.
Okay, so today is tax day. So let's talk millennials and money, because there are some myths out there. And you can either bust these for us or reinforce them. Are you saving for retirement right now?
I am.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Page
well,
of
we
courses.
Have ours. Our 401k, you know, with the company. I know, but a lot of people, when they're that young, they still don't put...
I know someone who waited till yesterday to file their taxes. So yeah, I'm like, what are you doing?
A couple of my buddies were like, can't watch a Blues game. I'm filing taxes.
Tim Convy over here is still working on his.
Finishing touches. I did Friday. I'm fine.
He's filing for an extension.
There's nothing wrong with filing
extension. As soon as the first of the year rolls around, I'm like, let me get this stuff together and send it off.
Yeah.
How about?
Got to be saving. Got to be saving money early on.
Got to be saving.
Millennials don't want to buy homes.
I bought a home.
We both have homes.
Yeah.
Man, that's
you bought
is
a home
so...
too?
Yeah, I own a condo.
The way I look
Good
at it
you.
Is if you're gonna, you know, if you're gonna be renting,
yes!
You might as
so
well pay
smart.
Yourself.
I'm mad I didn't do it sooner.
Might as well pay yourself.
I was in a bunch of failed relationships too, so there, you know.
Right.
That came into play.
And then if you want to move, you move. You sell the house and
or rent it out. Invest.
Yeah, yeah. Got it all figured out, don't you?
It's
Alex?
An investment.
That makes you feel bad, doesn't it, Tim?
No, not really. I think we're different people living different lives.
I got an extra bedroom.
He's doing what's right for him. I'm doing what's right for
me. Tim, you come live with me. I got an extra
bedroom.
You
would love it.
Alex, you just kicked all your roommates out, didn't you?
No. They're dropping one by one, though.
And millennials blow their money on frivolous things.
What do we...
Alex for sure does.
But yeah, hats, right?
But we all have done that. And we still do, really.
I still do.
Yes.
Alex, what is your thing that you spend money on?
The most frivolous thing.
Right now, my house. I find
No, but like you're gonna go pair of shoes or a hat or something like that.
I like shoes a lot. I do like shoes a lot.
Do you have your own room for your shoes?
Well, now that I got an extra bedroom, oh yeah, I'm gonna have to move them all.
And you know, not airfare because you're flying private all the time.
Monday.
Thank you, Alex.
Yes,
thank you, babe.
Millennial Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.